Okay, first of all, I don't know if you can, but if you can hear my heater, I'm sorry, but it's freezing cold in Utah, and I do these in my car when I'm driving home from work. So from now until, like, March, you're probably going to be hearing my heater every time, unless I decide that I'm going to do this somewhere else, but driving home is the most convenient time. Anyway, I've been catching a ton of flack for last week's post about perpetual victims. And after having some conversations with friends and re-listening to it, I can understand why. I do recognize the irony of complaining to people about people complaining to me. No, that is not lost on me, and it was not lost on me when I first did the post. And I do absolutely agree that compassion is a virtue, and there is a need for compassion, and it's an appropriate thing to practice. The more that I think about what my frustrations are with people that come into work and complain to me, is not their demand for compassion. I think it's a watered down expectation of compassion, because it's not real compassion. I think people want pity. And having both pitied someone and having been pitied by someone, I can say that pity is the absolute worst emotion that I've ever experienced, and I believe it's one of the absolute worst emotions that a human being is capable of feeling. Because when there's pity, there's a lack of value. You recognize that this person is incapable of accomplishing something on their own, or someone else recognizes that you are incapable of accomplishing something on your own. Pity makes me extremely uncomfortable. Whereas real compassion is, yes, your life sucks, and I believe that you are capable of making the best of the situation and turning a negative into a positive. So I absolutely do believe in compassion. Unfortunately, I think people don't really want compassion as much as they want pity, because, again, we live in a society where we are perpetual victims, and we revel in that. If you go to a bar or are sitting in the library at school or something else and you talk to random people, most of what people do is brag about their hardships. They one-up each other about how difficult their lives are. A lot of people do it jokingly. A lot of people do it sarcastically. But even with that sarcasm, there's an undertone of seriousness to it. And people don't take that opportunity to talk about how they accomplished it or how they overcame it or how they became better for it, but they really define themselves by the trials in their lives. Just go through and look at the most recent status updates in Facebook. Most of it is people complaining and trying to somehow prove to all of their friends that their life is more difficult than yours, and so they're deserving of some sort of recognition or validation because their life sucks more than yours. I absolutely don't think that it's a conscious thing. I'm guilty of doing the same thing subconsciously, but it's sad that we define ourselves by the things that happen to us instead of by the way that we handle those things that happen to us. Talk to me about your problems, and then talk to me about how you overcame them, or how you plan to overcome them, or how you were stronger as a result of going through them. But focus on the positive. Don't expect me or anybody else to be wowed and amazed because your life is so much more difficult than mine, because you have so many more trials and the severity of your trials is so much worse. There's no dignity in that. There's no self-respect in that. There's no any of the other list of things that I talked about and I got flack about from friends in person and online and everything else. There's no capacity for compassion in that, because I can't be compassionate with someone that doesn't focus on their ability to overcome difficulties. I cannot extend compassion or feel compassion for someone who is glad to be a victim, who is glad to be powerless. And essentially, people are glad to be powerless because if you don't have power, then you can't accept responsibility, so you're alleviated of the burden of having to accept responsibility. That's my frustration. That's why perpetual victims bother me. That's why I can't feel compassion and why I hate being forced to feel pity for people. Don't seek pity, seek compassion, and that's found if you seek for the positive in your trials.